This is TWiT.
Chris Marquardt is here, author of the brand new wide-angle photography book, which I love. Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate it. It's a great book. I have some sad news. Chris is going on a two-month vacation in a couple of weeks. So he'll
almost.
Oh man, he's going to be gone through March. So a couple more Chris Marquardt segments, and then he's going to disappear a little bit. But we'll get him back on. And what it means is we'll have a 2 month photo assignment. But that's okay. That's okay.
We can do that.
I think we can do that. We've done it before. We'll do it again. What do you want to talk about this week in terms of digital photography, Chris?
Well, there's a few things going on right now that I find interesting and that I want to discuss with you. Open your web browser, search for boyfriends of Instagram.
What? As you may or may not know, I have gotten off Instagram and all social media because I don't want to support Facebook in any way. But boyfriends of Instagram.
Well, it's a kind of a humorous look at a phenomenon that we've seen for quite a while now, with people being professional Instagrammers, pretty much.
Yes.
They travel to locations, and that is a take on the people behind the cameras and their weird.
Oh yeah, because the travel.
Someone has to take those photos. So,
yeah,
you know?
The Instagram travel bloggers tend to be attractive young women. And so there's somebody taking the picture of the attractive young woman. That's the boyfriend.
And it's often the boyfriend. I mean,
Instagram.
It's a bit of a stereotype, but yeah, that's what's going on there.
There's actually an entire account called Boyfriends of Instagram.
Oh, there's tons of blogs and Tumblrs and stuff about that. And it's a funny, humorous look into a bit of a business that is kind of strange. And Instagram has this tendency of making a lot of people go to the same locations.
Yes.
So
here's an example. This is the bean in Chicago, that reflective bean that everybody seems to have to take a picture of.
Well, and I don't blame them. I would take a picture of the bean myself if I was there. So absolutely. I mean, those landmarks are amazing, but what's happening is that some of those natural landmarks out in nature get a bit of a problem. You might have, and Instagram is getting problems too. You might have heard of Taft Point in Yosemite National Park, which is this rock overhang over. Well, you can take a picture of that from the side, and it looks very dangerous. And it's like a, I don't know, 600-foot drop or something along those lines. And people, of course, want to take their picture while on there, and people have fallen off it because of that. So the problem is locations are getting more and more attention thanks to social media. And Instagram is just one of the areas where people post pictures with location tags. And location tags are really turning into a bit of an issue.
This is so depressing to me.
It kind of is, yeah.
We were in on the Amalfi Coast in September, Positano, a beautiful Italian town built on a hillside. It's so picturesque. Looks so beautiful when you see the pictures on Instagram. You get there, and there's 8 million people taking pictures.
Yeah.
It's so crowded, you can't move. And our guide said, yeah, come back at Christmas, because there's no way. All those pictures are either edited or taken at Christmas. There's no way.
Now there's one location that is trying to, well, has started a campaign against that, against location tags. It's called Jackson Hole in Wyoming.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful
and
area.
Their travel and tourism board has launched that campaign with like things like tag responsibly. Keep Jackson Hole wild.
Tag responsibly. pretend you're in Israel. Don't tell them where you are.
Well, don't put tags in there. I mean, here's some of their slogans. Yeah. One little tag, one big problem. Or
that's really interesting.
How many likes is a patch of dead wildflowers worth? Post the photo, trash the location tag.
Oh, wow. It's
a real campaign they're doing right now.
This is a small microcosm of the problem with social media in general. There's something about it. We love it. We are addicted to it. But as a result, we overrun, you crush anything you love.
I've just recently ran into this myself. And while I, on the photo tours, I try to, of course, go to locations that don't have tourists, and we do not post the geotags.
Oh, that's
and
so funny.
I make a point of not doing this. In Ireland, it happened to us that we wanted to go to a beach, a beautiful beach for photography, and this has turned into an attraction. So the farmer that you need to go through a farmer's field to get to the beach. The beach is public. The farmer's field is not. But he never had a problem if like a couple of photographers went through his field. But now it has come to a point where he put a sign up saying no social media posts, wow. No drones.
Wow.
And he put a bull in the field so that you
unless you want to get
incentivize
yes,
you.
Yes, unless you want to visit with my bull, stay out.
Yeah. So this is really an interesting development. And I think the culprits, of course, are platforms that kind of by default put location tags on and point out the location. So yeah. Instagram is at the forefront of that, and others are too. Others are doing this too, but Instagram, I think, still puts the location. If there's a location tag in your photo, it puts it on there. So I'm
Stop
really
tagging.
Adamant. I've always been to not location tag the photos.
That's interesting. Yes, Trucker Tim in our chat room is saying this has always been a problem. I mean, part of the problem is there's just too many people. When I was a kid in 1967, we went to visit Stonehenge in Great Britain, and you could walk around on the Salisbury Plain. You could walk around the lintels.
That's long over.
You could go in there, and in the 70s, they blocked it off so people couldn't go in there because it would have ruined it eventually.
I mean, it's probably also a symptom of the fact that everyone now has at least a couple of cameras, you know. You have a camera with you all the time, yeah. And social media have turned into this culture of like having to self-promote yourself to get yourself out there, and the more interesting that is, the more clicks you get. So it's really kind of a self-propelling development. And the amount of photography, I mean, it's still growing by the day. So more people take photos, more people discover photography, which is great, which is awesome. But it has a few side effects. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, there's too many people. You don't want to be elitist and say, well, you people go away. I want to enjoy the Positano all by myself. I mean, everybody has a right to visit. I think it's made worse a little bit by all the photography. But on the other hand, we promote photography, right? We want people to take pictures.
Oh, and I do want people to take pictures. And
so is social media making it worse?
Well, while I'm not putting geotags on my photos, I'm happy to tell people where that is, so people can do their own research. People can find their own locations. The one thing I don't want to do is one thing I recently saw in a book, and that was that each of the photos had a QR tag next to it, and if you pointed your camera at it, it opened a map right to that point.
No. Yeah. Chris Marquardt, he's a great photographer, and he loves it when you take pictures. DiscoverTheTopFloor.com. And don't forget, if you want to join our photo assignment, what's the assignment this time?
It's Ring.
Ring. Take a picture illustrating the word or concept ring and post it to our tech guy group on Flickr, and we'll do a review before Chris leaves. Thank you, Chris. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Stop taking those Instagram shots. Start enjoying nature. We'll be back right after this. Seems like the wrong thing for the tech guy to say.
Well,
but I agree 100% with you. It does sound a little bit...
I didn't want to make this a downer, but it is really a thing that's coming up over and over again
this
now.
Boyfriends of Instagram feed is hysterical.
This is hysterical, isn't it?
Partly, it's the lengths people go to get a great shot, you know, like the crazy things they do as much as anything else.
And while I was in Morocco, I've seen three or four of these couples, and it's a trend, and it's getting...
Get rid of them.
Getting more dramatic.
I am not a fan, I have to say, of Instagram or Facebook at all. I've gotten off both.
I mean, it promotes a kind of a reality that's not there.
Yeah,
and
that's what I don't like.
It gives a lot of people the feeling that their lives aren't as interesting, right, and right. Has a lot of implications.
Here's a good example. So they're trying to get a shot of a bathing beauty in a bikini floating in a serene pool. What you don't see is the guy holding up the reflector, the photographer hanging from a beam on a strap, the other guy holding her feet so she doesn't float away. It's crazy.
That's the way a professional photo shoot would work.
But everybody's doing it now.
But now everyone's kind of in that...
Ooh, I like this. This movement. For Halloween. Be an influencer for Halloween. It's an influencer Halloween costume set. Hi, I'm an influencer. Ay, 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 caramba.
Yes.
So when is your last day here?
I'll leave on the 1st of January.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be here on the 30th.
Great. I don't know if I'll be here on the 30th. No, we are. We are? We are not. So... your last show will be the 23rd. Are we here on the 23rd?
Yes.
All right, 23rd.
23rd. We're not here on the 30th, so your last show will be the 23rd in 2 weeks.
So in 2 weeks, we'll do the assignment and give a new assignment.
Very nice.
And then
that'll be a
two-month. I'll be gone.
And I'm so jealous. Have a wonderful trip.
Oh.
You're going to have fun.
Pretty sure I will, yeah.
You need a vacation. See, you have worked it well. You're smart. You are able to take lengthy vacations.
Well, I have to every now and then.
At a price, I mean.
This is Monica's sabbatical. She brought up New Zealand, and I was happy to.
So she gets a sabbatical. Yeah. Is she a professor? What does she do?
No, it's in her job, but she worked hard for it. So.
Oh, yeah. You have to work 7 years or something, right, to get a sabbatical.
Well, and then you have to, like, get a pay cut during that time and get a pay cut up front. And so
an
interesting kind of setup.
German thing or just her company in particular?
I think just the company that's offering it, yeah.
I think in Australia they do this, like, as a nation.
There's really?
Yes. You earn your
time
sabbatical.
To move to Australia.
I know. I have too much of a work ethic. I would feel guilty. I like to, and I also would. I think I would get lonesome if I couldn't do my shows. I think this is my entire social interaction right now.
I'll be podcasting from there for sure.
See, right. This is my life.
Absolutely.
All right, Chris. Thanks. We'll talk again next week.